Minister, for the first time in the history of the CAP, this proposal has the potential to remove land from three baseline categories of land, which are arable land, permanent crops and permanent pasture. If land does not fall into one of these categories, then it loses its eligibility for all payment. I firmly believe that it is not acceptable for farmers who we are asking to deliver exceptionally high environmental standards. These farmers, often working in difficult conditions, deserve our full support and legal certainty and clarity on access to all payments going forward. It is absolutely in our power to do this. The amendment proposed by the Council, supported by Ireland, is completely unnecessary. And far from providing protection, it only brings uncertainty and has the potential to undermine the viability of farm families and the wider rural areas. We must consider the wider implications of this. Without properly managed landscapes, which requires farmers and agricultural activity to do this, what direction are we headed in? A depopulated landscape, unmanaged land ravaged by wildfires, which will actually increase carbon dioxide release and cause increased emissions. Land stripped of any CAP support will become an environmental wasteland with all biodiversity threatened. It is essential to get this right. Farmers want to farm and will respond best when measures are designed around farming activity. Generations of experience have shown that the traditional low-intensity farming practices are the best means of managing these lands. We have been here before when forestry was seen as a panacea to all our ills, and this has proved to be a disaster under all three pillars of sustainability, social, economic and environmental. Equally so, the imposed Natura directives without consultation have not delivered for the farmer or for biodiversity. Consultation and involvement of farmers is essential. I have consulted widely and farmers are asking us and you, Minister, to remove this amendment as it is counterproductive and will not achieve anything other than putting farmers' livelihoods and rural communities at risk. In recent days, the details of the new REAP scheme have been unveiled with much fanfare by the government. And this scheme is promoted as being a pilot scheme for future environmental schemes. It is a blatant omission of commonage land and land containing heather and an indication of the direction of policy that these areas are to be denied access to CAP payments and simply used as a carbon sequestration tool to offset emissions from other unsustainable practices. And the Minister has highlighted the proposed wording of the GAIAC as the key issue. And that isn't the key issue really, Minister, and I think you know that as well. The wording is open to interpretation, but the critical issue is the wording of the Council amendment, and that's the key to this. And the focus on the three positions in relation to the Council position, the European Parliament position, that there is disingenuous as well, because we are talking about the conditionality of the Council position. That is what this focus has been about. Minister Hayden mentioned the fact that it's the European Parliament's position that it's untenable. And that. Well, then why did all the Fine Gael members support it? Why was that the case? Maybe the Minister could answer that. Minister, the fact is that you will set the standard for an eligible hectare. You will set the standard for GAIAC too. And it is completely within your power to designate these two as when a farmer meets the GAIAC 2 standard, his land is eligible as a right? Or will you directly set the GAIAC 2 slightly above the eligible hectare in order to exclude and discriminate land? And that's it. That's the problem. And that's what the problem with this amendment proposed by the Council actually does. It allows the standard to be set slightly above in order that land can be excluded from an eligible hectare. So what we need is you, yes, definitely, to set the standard and definitely to have that land there, but have it eligible as a right. And that's all that the farmers are asking for, and that's all that they're interested in. And I think that isn't a wild pile to ask. I think have it eligible and have it eligible as a right, so then we can deal with the environmental standards and then deal with environmental protection from that point on.